This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Columbia Tire Sales, Pella Corporation, and Skuring and Utermark. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Manen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, Crossroads of Pella, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Enjoy the program.
How will new hospital billing transparency rules help us as consumers? Let's go in depth with Scott McIntyre with the Iowa Hospital Association. Scott, what's the Iowa Hospital Association?
We are the representative organization for Iowa's 118 hospitals, and all of our hospitals belong to the association. We provide advocacy primarily, but we also provide education and information and data services.
And so you provide it to the different providers, the organizations, or to the public, or both?
Our membership are the institutions themselves. The hospitals themselves are the members. Our primary contacts at the hospitals are the CEOs, but we also work with nurse leaders, trustees, key leaders like human resources, public relations and marketing, those sorts of folks too.
Okay, well that makes sense. And then you help make sure that everybody has the same kinds of information across the entire state so everybody's on the same page about current developments, responsibilities, etc.
Be a resource on these kinds of things. Legislation and regulation, both that kind of information, help hospitals, particularly leaders, understand what's coming down from those agencies, both at the state and federal level. It's kind of a truism that healthcare is the most regulated industry in the country. And we used to say it was second only to nuclear power, but we're pretty sure we may have surpassed that. You know, we are a lobbying organization. That is one thing our hospitals turn to us to do, is to keep an eye on what's going on in Congress and at the legislature and to make sure that we're representing and voicing their perspective on things that impact them as hospitals and healthcare providers.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Motor and Auto Group, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham.
I continued my conversation about new hospital billing transparency rules with Scott McIntyre with the Iowa Hospital Association. Well, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense for each one of them to lobby independently, and it's best to have an organization that is fully up to speed representing their interests.
Sure, sure. But ultimately, you know, Iowa is still a small state made up of smaller communities, and it's also critical that hospitals themselves stay involved, talk to their legislators, and come to the Capitol at least a couple of times a year if they can.
I understand that there's a new set of rules regarding hospital transparency with respect to prices. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, beginning January 1st, hospitals are required to publish what are called standard charges for all items and services, and they're supposed to do that on a public-facing website. It includes all sizes of hospitals and all types of hospitals. The idea there is to help provide more information to consumers about the cost of their care, essentially.
I've been reading stories, or horror stories, I guess, about, well, especially in big cities. I think there was a big study done in San Francisco where some procedures at some hospitals, people were being billed $2,000, and at other hospitals it would be $200,000. Is this in part in response to that?
Well, I think you could say that. I think hospitals for years have been trying to be more transparent and more proactive about pricing and billing. They're trying to make things simpler and more understandable to consumers. You know, there's sort of an expectation by consumers these days that they will find that information in some way online. You know, pretty much anybody who provides and charges for a service is quite a bit more complicated in healthcare because there are just so many variables that come into play for any individual and any individual procedure. So it's taken some time to, you know, get this to this point. But I would say, yes, there is some confusion out there, and hospitals are trying to educate folks on what kind of prices they could be looking at.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank in Sully, American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, and Anytime Fitness in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella Regional Health Center, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation about new hospital billing transparency rules with Scott McIntyre with the Iowa Hospital Association. Well, my understanding is that's sort of hard for the hospitals because different insurance companies will compensate hospitals differently. Is that right?
Right. And, you know, the ultimate goal, if it's at all possible, is to help consumers understand at the end of the day what will they pay, and that is difficult to calculate because, you know, most people have insurance. Iowa is one of the most insured states in the country, which is a great thing, but obviously people have different levels of coverage. Insurance companies have different agreements and different rates with different hospitals, and of course the hospitals themselves aren't the only ones who factor in terms of how much a procedure is going to cost a consumer, a patient. There are individual providers, a surgeon, an anesthesiologist might be involved. So it is a complex financial situation when you're being asked, okay, what's the bottom line? And it depends, and there are a lot of factors, a lot of variables.
So perhaps the best thing for us to do in considering a procedure is to say, hey, what exactly is this going to cost me?
Well, it does put some onus on the consumer and the patient themselves. They, if they want to be educated on how much it could cost them, ultimately, they need to talk to their insurance provider if they have one. They need to talk to the hospital in advance. They need to talk to any physicians or specialists involved. And so if you really want to know, there is some legwork that's probably going to be required for the consumer. That's kind of the situation, again, because of the complexity involved, because of the individual situations that factor into this entire scenario. It does take some work on the consumer's part at this point. It's just very difficult to come up with a one-stop place for everybody because everybody's situation is different.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Newton Village, Culver's of Pella, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, IntelliSense of Pella, Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Amanda Krenz, iHealth Solutions, and Mercy Clinics Indianola.
I continued my conversation about new hospital billing transparency rules with Scott McIntyre with the Iowa Hospital Association. Well, it seems like if, I don't know, the healthcare industry is required to post these kinds of things publicly, that it would only be fair for the insurance companies to do the same, but I bet they are reluctant to do that.
Well, you'd have to talk to them about that, but yeah, it does require, if you want to be the most thorough you can be with it, it does require the support of the insurance folks.
Well, now, I just went to the website of a big Des Moines hospital, I'm not going to say who, and I couldn't find anywhere where this information was posted. Is that a problem, or are people hiding it? I mean, I'm a pretty sophisticated internet user, and if I couldn't find it, there's a whole lot of other people that won't be able to.
Well, obviously, I don't know how all the hospitals are handling this. You know, the requirement is for it to be on a website. We would hope the hospitals would, you know, help point the way for consumers to do that. If folks are having trouble finding it on that hospital's website and they are trying to find it, they should contact the hospital and say, you know, hey, I understand this is supposed to be on your website, but I'm not finding it. Maybe the hospital simply doesn't realize that it's not as accessible as it should be.
Well, sure. Do you think this overall is a good thing for consumers, or is it too much of a burden for the hospitals? How are the members responding of your organization?
It's information that's relatively easy for hospitals to get their hands on and post. It's information that they deal with routinely. So it's not a terribly demanding requirement. We haven't had a lot of questions, frankly, from our members. There's been quite a bit of time to prepare for this. Again, it's not uncommon or difficult to locate and provide information. So our members have been very low-key about it. I mean, they seem to be handling it quite well.
Thanks to Scott McIntyre for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.